The rest of what we're going to cover in the metabolism and energetics chapter has to do with how the body deals with glucose. And it's very important to think about this because glucose is one of the major fuel sources for the brain. And just a quick reminder, if you're not remembering from cell biology, glucose is a simple sugar. It's a monosaccharide. And so if you eat a complex sugar, complex carbohydrates, your body will break those carbohydrates down into monosaccharides, and one of the more common monosaccharides that will be formed in that case is going to be glucose. Glucose is one of the major, it is the major food source for the brain tissue. The brain tissue cannot break down or cannot utilize lipids, fats, proteins, etc. for food. It has to have glucose. And the only other thing that the brain can use are molecules called ketones, which are sometimes present in the bloodstream. But the problem with ketones and the reason that the brain can't rely solely on ketones is because when ketones build up in the blood at high levels, they actually acidify the blood, make it more acidic, and this can be very rough. It can be very, what's the word? It can increase the wear and tear on the kidneys. So having the brain try to just rely on ketones is going to be, it could do that for a short period of time, but it's gonna have other damages as a result to the body. So glucose is the food of choice for the brain, and the body works very hard to maintain glucose, blood glucose levels, at a stable, correct level. And if there's too little glucose in the blood, that's called hypoglycemia, also known as low blood sugar. There's not enough glucose present, and when that happens, the brain begins to lose its ability to function optimally. Hyperglycemia is the opposite of this, and it means there's too much glucose in the bloodstream, sometimes called high blood sugar. And that seems like, gosh, that shouldn't be so bad. You've got plenty of glucose there. But in fact, when there's too much glucose in the bloodstream, it actually damages nerve endings and has a variety of other very negative effects on the body. So it's one of these situations where the body needs to maintain the glucose levels at an optimal level where there's not too little, there's not too much glucose in the blood at a given time. And it does this through a variety of ways.